Coming up on Science News Weekly, red deer people, poor memory, and a cyborg snail. That's up next on Science News Weekly.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Science News Weekly with Dr. Kiki, episode number 4, recorded Thursday, March 15th, 2012. Shake your tail feathers. It's March 15th, 2012, the Ides of March, so you better beware. And this is the science that made headlines this week. Up first, the fossilized remains of at least 4 individuals were found in caves in Guangxi province in China that date to between 14,300 and 11,500 years old. The skulls are structurally different from modern humans, and along with other archaic features, suggest that this is a new species of human who existed side by side with Neanderthals and Stone Age Homo sapiens. The description of the people who are being called the Red Deer Cave People can be found in PLOS One. The sharpest teeth in the history of the planet belonged to a 500 million year old Precambrian jawless animal called a conodont. According to a study in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B that used a technique called finite element analysis, the species known as Wormiella excavata had razor-sharp teeth with tips just 2 microns in width that were used for slicing and crushing. Sounds like a lot of fun. A tiny feathered raptor fossil, aptly named Microraptor, got a shiny new look this week. Reporting in Science, an international team of scientists deduced that the avian relative's plumage was iridescent and black based on analysis of narrow stacked melanocortins preserved in the feathers. The ancient dinosaur likely used its fancy tail feathers for wooing mates. There's a reason your cat is not interested in your dessert. They don't have the taste receptor to sense sweet flavors. A study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences expands our understanding of the sense of taste across species this week by analyzing sweet taste receptor genes in 12 related mammalian species. It seems dietary specialization leads to loss of the ability to taste sweets. Eat too much meat? You don't need them necessarily. A study in the journal Psychological Science concludes that military training has lasting effects on people's personalities. Comparing 241 soldiers to 628 civilians, the research found that the only difference was in agreeableness, with soldiers experiencing less of an increase in the personality trait during the study period. A study involving Canadian police officers found that a mere 60 seconds of physical exertion can impair memory. While the officers in the study were aware of possible threats during an experimental simulation, their ability to process that information and remember it after the fact deteriorated with exertion. So maybe don't work out before you're going to go take a test. Might not be a good idea. Scientists working with DARPA turned a snail into a living battery. Publishing in the Journal of the American Chemical Society, the team implanted carbon nanotube-based electrodes into the snail, which were able to create and conduct electricity derived from glucose and oxygen in the snail's hemolymph. That's snail blood. The researchers are looking to boost the currently low amount of electricity for future applications involving free-ranging snails wearing microsensors or cameras. The future is here, and it is filled with cyborg snail spies. A study in Nature Climate Change used mathematical models to determine that Greenland's ice sheet is doomed to melt. Yes, that's right. The ice will be gone someday. The warmer things get, the faster it's going to melt, within 50,000 years on the outside to under 2,000 years on the inside. Greenland's ice sheet contains enough water to raise global sea levels by 20 feet if all melts. Researchers at Fermilab received a short message in a cavern 100 meters underground where many modern communication technologies fail. The message spelled out neutrino, and was sent through 240 meters of stone using neutrinos translated into binary. And while it's still a long way off from being practical, the proof of concept experiment suggests that we might someday be using neutrinos to communicate with people on the opposite side of the planet or on the far side of the moon. And speaking of the moon, any lunar landing conspiracy theorists in the audience can now go back to your caves. NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter has released the best image yet of Apollo 11's landing site. Visible in the image are the first footfalls on the powdery lunar surface taken by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. And the passive seismic experiment package and a device called the Laser Ranging Retroreflector, which still collects data today. And to round it all up, a new species of leopard frog was found in New York City using molecular DNA analysis. Honeybees have different personalities, or since they're insects, maybe we should say insectalities, with some bees being more likely to take to the skies in search of adventure than others. And the brain fog associated with menopause has been confirmed as real by science. Yes, ladies, many of you will experience poor memory as you go through the change. And that does it for the science headline news this week. Let me know what you think about these science news stories, or tell me what you think should be news by emailing me, drkiki@drkiki.tv, or you can leave me a voicemail, 650-741-5454. To watch the full episode of Dr. Kiki Science Hour, head over to twit.tv/Kiki. Thanks for watching.